Flashy digital toys might need to move down on your holiday shopping list after a new report says traditional toys like boxes and blocks offer benefits that electronics can't match. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Melanie Connolly sees a lot of distracted kids in her workplace. Connolly's a family medicine doctor in Spencerport. She says digital games are a common sight in her office.
I'll even have patients that will bring in their tablet and the children are playing on the tablet while they're waiting for the appointment to start. Sometimes they're even playing while we're talking.
Connolly says those devices are often marketed as educational toys, but she sees them as interfering with childhood development. She asks the kids and their caregivers to put them down.
Can we turn this off? We need to have a conversation. We need to talk. And the parents will understand that.
Connolly's view is bolstered by a study released by the American Academy of Pediatrics this week that says that the stimulation provided by the lights and sounds of electronic toys detracts from social engagement. Debbie McCoy works on education at the National Museum of Play. She says she can see why those toys are popular.
There's been some confusion on the part of parents, and maybe this is driven by marketing, that in order to be educational, a toy needs to light up and make noises.
McCoy says a good old-fashioned cardboard box still does wonders for developing minds.
It could be a vehicle for imaginative play. It could be something children will use crayons on and create, and it has all kinds of possibilities for symbolic play and for language.
And Connolly's advice for gift buyers looking for the perfect kids present this year?
It shouldn't have batteries, and it shouldn't have cord.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.